It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and as we have been doing, we're going to begin this Bible school with a Bible question. The book of Genesis is a book of first. And when we read the story of Cain and Abel, we're reading the first example of men coming to God to worship. Now, we also read about the first innovation in worship. There was that which was a worship that was pleasing unto God, and that which was not pleasing. This innovation in worship resulted in the first religious division, and the first religious debate, and then the first religious persecution. God has always told man how he wanted to worship. Now, when we read about Cain and Abel, what was it that was different in their worship? Or let me ask it this way. What did Cain bring as an offering? And what did Abel bring as an offering? Well, we're going to read that in just a moment in Genesis chapter 4. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, our Bible question. Cain and Abel each brought an offering unto the Lord. What was it that Cain brought, and what was it that Abel brought? Let's read Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. And the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man with the help of Jehovah. And again she bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And Jehovah had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. You know, one of the things this teaches us is that everything man offers to God for worship is not necessarily pleasing to God. What was the difference? Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground, and they both brought from what they had produced unto God. Why was God pleased with Abel's offering and not with Cain's? Well, several ideas have been suggested. One is, it does say that Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock, and some have from that inferred that, well, maybe Cain, he didn't bring the firstlings of his produce from the field, of his vegetables or of his fruit, but he just brought some part of it, but not necessarily the very best. Well, I suppose that could be. There's another difference here, and that is that Abel's offering required the shedding of blood. And we know the shedding of blood is going to be important throughout the Bible. And Cain, in offering whatever fruit it was that he brought from the ground, it did not require the shedding of blood. Now, I know, under the old law, we're going to read about offerings of grain offerings and bread offerings and such that do not require the shedding of blood. So that may have been part of the difference, but there's something else, and something that is often overlooked, because we come to it in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, by faith Abel offered a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Now we have to combine that with what Paul wrote in the book of Romans, because he said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now here's something to consider. God told man how to worship. And Abel, faith cometh by hearing the word of God. He heard the word of God, and believing, he did what God said. and offered his offering by faith. And that's why it was acceptable to God. It is what God told him to do. It does not say that about Cain. Cain's offering was not an offering of faith. He had not heard God's word on how to offer fruit upon an altar. And so what do we learn from worship? We learn that if we want to please God in our worship, we will worship Him the way that He said to worship Him, and not the way that we want. And that made a difference in the sacrifice between Cain and Abel. I want to go back and read this entire chapter, Genesis chapter 4, as we prepare to study this event in the Old Testament. We read again, now beginning Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. And the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man with the help of Jehovah. And again she bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Jehovah had respect unto Abel in his offering, but unto Cain in his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And Jehovah said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall it not be lifted up? And if thou doest not well, sin croucheth at the door. And unto thee shall be its desire, but do thou rule over it. And Cain told Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And Jehovah said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now cursed art thou from the ground which thou hast opened its mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee its strength. A fugitive and a wanderer shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto Jehovah, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the ground, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth, and it'll come to pass that whosoever findeth me will slay me. And Jehovah said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Jehovah appointed a sign for Cain, lest any finding him should smite him. And Cain went out from the presence of Jehovah, and dwelt in the land of Nod. The marginal reading calls that the wandering, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat Lamech, and Lamech took him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and pipe. And Zillah, she bare Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man for wounding me, and a young man for bruising me. if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For, said she, God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. And the Seth, to him there was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then began men to call upon the name of Jehovah. Well, that is the text that we'll be studying. I want to finish this devotional reading. I didn't quite get through with it in the last class. It's in 1 John chapter 4. And I'll read verses 16 through 21. And we know, and have believed the love which God hath in us. God is love, and he that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him. Herein is love made perfect in us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love chaseth out fear, because fear hath punishment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, cannot love God whom he hath not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. I'm looking at a Sunday school lesson on this, written for the Sunday schools of April the 25th, 1926, by E. A. Elam. And he begins with these helps and hints for the teachers. He says, this is a very important lesson because it involves the very essential principle of acceptable worship to God, namely, faith. While this lesson gives an account of the first murder, it also gives an account of the first division over matters of religion and its cause. In Cain's day, it was as impossible to please God without faith as it is now impossible to please him without it. At all times, he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Murder is a terrible sin. But Cain's first and greatest sin was not murder. It was the rejection of God's will through lack of faith in God. This begat envy and led to murder, a substitution of man's wisdoms and ways for God's will, and the worship of God always leads to envy and the persecution of those who worship in spirit and truth. Those who worship God according to the flesh have always persecuted those who worship after the Spirit. Consider Galatians 4:29. Cain walked in the footsteps of his parents, who transgressed God's law in Eden, and were led to believe the wisdom proposed by Satan would make them self-sufficient guides and independent of the will of God. To worship God after the wisdom of men is rejection of him, and must ever be an abomination in his sight. He stamped his condemnation upon it in his total rejection of the first offering of the kind ever made. To his accusers, who complained that Jesus and his disciples did not worship God according to the tradition of the elders, he replied that they did not worship God according to his will, saying, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, for it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. For in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Ye leave the commandment of God, and hold fast the tradition of men. And he said to them, full well do you reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your tradition.